Hi, I'm Don Flugenger, Executive Editor of SearchContentManagement.com.
And I'm Sean Sutner, News Director of SearchContentManagement.com.
And this is the latest episode of the Pipeline Podcast. Thanks for joining us today, Sean.
Anytime.
So this is a new voice for the Pipeline, as our longtime fans will recognize. But Sean just joined our group a couple months ago as News Director, and we said, hey, dude, you're going out to BoxWorks as your first content management conference assignment. So how was San Francisco, Sean?
San Francisco itself was everything San Francisco is supposed to be. A lot of tech money floating around, a lot of homeless too, but just tech everywhere you look. Salesforce is there, Uber is headquartered there, Box is headquartered just outside.
And also it was, I don't know, 5,000 degrees in New England while you were gone, one of the hottest heat waves on record, heat index up to the 106, 108 level. And how was the weather out in San Francisco?
I kid you not, people were walking around with down vests on, like routine wear on the street. You see people with down vests. At night, it was about 58 degrees.
Oof, yeah. My gosh. Well, I guess the main reason you were there, though, was because of BoxWorks. Tell me a little bit about the show. Like, who went to the show? I mean, was it, you know, Salesforce has almost 200,000 people, and we go to some small conferences that have a few hundred. What was the size of the conference, and sort of who was there? Was it all Box customers, or what?
I'd call this a compact, small to medium-sized conference, about 8,000 people. At least half of them were CIOs or something to do with CIOs for big enterprise customers, mid-sized enterprise customers, a lot of partners of Box, which touts like 1,400 partners. So I would say a lot of users floating around.
So what were the big news items you wrote about? So to recap some of your reportage, and if you've been following us on searchcontentmanagement.com, you'll notice that Sean put out four or five stories, and I don't think he's done yet.
No. Nope, I got to run out the string. I got a few more up my sleeve. What was Box all about? Oh, I forgot to say a lot of the people at the show were also Boxers, which is the Box employees.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all over the place.
Like if you're a Salesforce customer, you're Ohana, which is
right.
Hawaiian Box, for family.
Box doesn't have quite the cult-like status yet of Salesforce, but it's probably getting there. I mean, so this conference was all about Box's efforts on a multiple number of software fronts to come up with six different products at various levels of beta or general availability, all designed to make Box the hub of a software ecosystem, much like the Salesforce approach, et cetera.
With developers and AI and connectors and APIs and all those things so you can customize your Box with all these different services. One of the things you wrote about, too, was like AI and IBM Watson. How do you feel is the, you know, what was the temperature of the Box attendees? Is using IBM Watson like on the first priority of so many Box customers,
I think? I would actually say yes, believe it or not. This might be counterintuitive. All right, this might be counterintuitive, but there's a lot of interest in this Box Skills, which is where the IBM Watson AI partnership comes in. They're using it for unsexy things. Unsexy things, just basic automation of things like tagging photos. Okay, tagging photos with metadata, using IBM Watson to automatically do that, or translating documents simultaneously into 80 languages if they need to. Those are two of the IBM Watson custom skills. Right. And the other one is just natural language processing, NLP for documents, unstructured text, just simple stuff like that.
Something I found interesting as editor of your stories is you really drilled deep into the cost of this, and it's sort of a mystery as to how much a box skill costs. And it's always scary when the pricing is a black box. It depends how big you are and what you're going to do with it, or we don't know at this time. Sort of explain to me how that
works. Well, it's
funny.
I asked Aaron Levie, the CEO of Box, and I asked the head of the IBM Watson content division. Okay. And I asked her, her name is Rashida Hodge. I asked Rashida, like, is it true you're going to have to basically pay you and Box? And she goes, yes. Yes, that's true. And so Box is being a little cagey about this. They're saying that on their end, it'll be a volume basis. But then you also have to pay IBM or AWS or Microsoft or Google for their AI services as well.
Right.
So it's not cheap at all.
Yeah, and that's exactly. I just recently interviewed the Watson CTO, Rob High. That'll be a Q&A on Search CRM coming up because we sort of talked about it from a different angle, but I asked him about costs too, and it's just like, yep, you pay for the service. We are a AI service provider that plugs into all these other different partners who, you know, who are more foundational to enterprise-y, like a enterprise IT, such as, you know, a Box or Oracle or whatever you have, whatever base you have in your IT. Watson AI fits on the next level, and you sort of license it according to how much you're going to do what with.
Yes. But one thing I should add about these skills for Box, I mean, they're things that they're not like finding the cure for cancer. Okay, it's just simple, one step above robotic process automation. It's just simple stuff. I had one interesting use case. Can't remember it now, but there was a long line of people at the IBM Watson booth, and I saw a lot of scanning of, you know, attendees' conference tags, which means they were getting the sales information for IBM.
Right.
So there's definitely interest.
Yeah. Well, what overall did you? What was your impression of Box as a company in this conference? Because, you know, we sort of playfully argue about, you know, who's more important, Dropbox or Box. We look at the stock price of one or the other, and, you know, we have these arguments. You know, one of us may sort of think that one company is more important than the other, or bigger, or whatever, or more significant. How did your attitudes change from before you went and now?
Well, they've actually seesawed all over the place.
Okay? Your opinion.
Because
your opinion of Box has gone up and down.
Yeah, because now, all right, for one thing, all seriousness, Box takes Dropbox extremely seriously. It really does. Doesn't dismiss it at all. And Dropbox is almost more media savvy in some ways than Box. You know, it's like they both had big IPOs. They both had troubles with their stock prices. They're both innovation oriented. Box is firmly convinced that they are SMBs and enterprises, while Dropbox is just SMBs. Now, I'm not sure that's entirely true. It's clear that Box has a much more pronounced emphasis on security, cybersecurity, and GDPR level security, okay? So it's clear. I mean, obviously, the other company came out of a consumer background. So I think they are worthy competitors, and I do agree, Aaron LaVisa, that Dropbox should probably change its name so that it's not confused with Box. You
know? We were here first. Yeah, well, anyway, this is all interesting stuff, and don't forget to read Sean's stories on searchcontentmanagement.com. He's been dominating the front page for the last week with story after story, including previews, and he talked to a lot of our favorite analysts like Alan Lapovsky, movie star in our book. We'll make him listen to this podcast. We'll tweet that we've been talking about him behind his back on the podcast. So we'll have to wait all the way to the end to hear what we say about him. But we love Alan.
That's a good technique, Don.
All right. But thanks for joining us, Sean, today. It's been great. I'm glad you made it home safe and sound.
Pleasure's all mine. Thanks.